The following is an evening darshan given by His Holiness Gorgovinda Swami, recorded June 16, 1992, in Berkeley, California.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ananda Leelamaya Vigrahaya Hemava Dibhyo Chavi Sundaraya Tasmi Maha Prima Rasa Pradaya Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation, wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous, who came here, descended here, and indiscriminately gives Krishna prema, which is very difficult, even on part of Brahma to get. Patita pamarana hi bachi. Brahmar Dullava Prima Savakari Dachi. Let us say it. Offers freely to one and all, but we should accept it, receive it. One will give something out of causeless mercy. But if we are rascals, Durdeva Idrusi Mihajaninanurago. Nam nam kari baudha nija sarva sakti tatrarpita niyamita smarani no kaalo etadrusi tava krupa bhagon mamapi durdeiva idrusi mihajani nanurag. Isn't it? Sikhyastaka Mahaprabhu says, Oh Lord, you are so merciful. You put all your potences in your holy name. Tatrarpita niyamita smarani no kaalo. And you waved up all the barriers and chanting holy name. No barrier of time, no barrier of place, no barrier of circumstances, no barrier of caste, creed, nothing. Any place, any time, any condition, you can chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Etadrusi tava krupa bhagavan mamapi. Durdeiva idrusi mihajani nanurago. You have shown such wonderful mercy, but I am such rascal, I cannot develop interest in it, taste for it. You are giving so much mercy to us, but I can't receive it. I can't receive it. I'm such rascal. This sun gives freely his light. Isn't it? Freely gives his light everywhere, everybody. Do you pay any tax for it, for sunlight? Anybody pays any tax for sunlight? No, you are paying tax for this. Isn't it? Yes. But you pay no tax for sunlight. Sun gives freely. But the owl cannot get it. Why? Owl is the bird. Why? Owl cannot get it. Isn't it? Though sun gives really sunlight, everybody, no tax, nothing. But owl cannot see, owl cannot get it. দেখিয়া না দেখে জেনে অভক্তের জন উলুক না দেখে জেনে সূর্যর কিরণ. দ্যাট ইজ সেট. দোজ আর নন ডিভোটিস, দোজ আর নট ডিভোটিস অফ কৃষ্ণ. দোজ আর গ্রস মেটেরিয়ালিস্ট. those who are always engaged in sense gratification, sense enjoyment, isn't it? Sense enjoyment. They cannot. Though Mahaprabhu is so merciful, Krishna is so merciful. He freely gives. Mahaprabhu freely gives such mercy, wonderful mercy. But these people cannot get it. Isn't it? Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. None different from Krishna. Yesterday evening I was telling why Krishna came, assuming the mood of bhakta, bhakti bhav, to teach us bhakti. Freely gives. Dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, Gaura Priyajana, they are also very, very merciful, even more merciful than Mahaprabhu. More merciful than Mahaprabhu is Gaura Priyajana, those are dear devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yes, they also give, offer such mercy. Anugrahaya charanti bhavyani bhutani janardanasya. They have told us. They are always there and imparting such knowledge, giving us instruction. One of the such dear devotee of Mahaprabhu is Premananda Das, a poet also, Gaudiya Vaishnava. He has sang like this. Uttama adhama kichuna bachilo, jachiye dila kokol, emana gaurange, হৃদয়ে ধরিয়া বল উত্তম অধম কিছু না বাঁচিল যাচিয়ে দিল মহাপ্রভু শ্রীমন মহাপ্রভু নেভার ডিসক্রিমিনেটস ওয়েদার ওয়ান ইজ এলিজিবল আর নট এলিজিবল ওয়ার্দি আর নট ওয়ার্দি কোয়ালিফাইড আর নট কোয়ালিফাইড উত্তম আর অধম নেভার ডিসক্রিমিনেটস হি ফ্রিলি গিভস হি ফ্রিলি এমব্রেসেস ওয়ান অ্যান্ড অল ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড এমন গৌরাঙ্গে হৃদয়ে ধরিয়া বল keep that Gauranga in your heart. You understand? Hrudaya spuratume sachinandana, sachinandana, son of sachimata Gauranga. Keep him in your heart. He says, Vraja Gauranga kaho Gauranga laho Gaurangero namuri. Bolo! Bhaja Gauranga kaho Gauranga lo Gaurangi namuri je jana Gauranga bhaji se hoi amaro pranuri je jana Gauranga bhaji se hoi amaro pranuri ভজ গৌরাঙ্গ কহ গৌরাঙ্গ ল গৌরাঙ্গের নামরি যে জন গৌরাঙ্গ ভজি সে হই আমার প্রাণরি আটার নেম অফ গৌরাঙ্গ স্পিক অবাউট গৌরাঙ্গ চ্যান্ট নেম অফ গৌরাঙ্গ ওয়ান হু ডজ ভজন অফ গৌরাঙ্গ হি ইজ মাই লাইফ অ্যান্ড সোল সে হই আমার প্রাণ গৃহে বাবনেতে থাকে হা গৌরাঙ্গ বলি ডাকে নরোত্তম মাগে তার নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর গৃহে বা বনিষ্ঠ থাকে হা গৌরাঙ্গ বলি ডাকে নরোত্তম মাগে তার সঙ্গ হি মে বি স্টেইং ইন গৃহ হোম হাউস অর ইন মোর ফরেস্ট বন বাট অল ইজ সেইং হা গৌরাঙ্গ নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর বেগস হিজ অ্যাসোসিয়েশন বেগস ফর হিজ অ্যাসোসিয়েশন সো ডিয়ার ডিভোটি So, devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are also very, very merciful, more merciful than Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? Krishna says, Srudam Sarabhutanam, I am the only well-using friend of all living entities. That Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to teach us bhakti, to teach us how to surrender through giving holy name. Do you understand? Freely gives Krishna prema, so merciful. And his dear devotees are so merciful. They are only well-using friend of all living entities, friend of ours. Do you understand? Who is real friend? Huh? Krishna is real friend. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is real friend. Have you friends in here in this world? Huh? Only you can consider Krishna and Mahaprabhu the friend. Isn't it? Huh? So, dear devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu is our friend, isn't it? Are they not friends? Because they are more merciful, huh? They are friends, huh? But in material world, we have so-called friends, huh? Do you understand? But that friendship breaks. That friendship is based upon giving and taking, isn't it? Giving and taking. You'll give something to him, so he'll give you something in return. Giving and taking. When this principle breaks, friendship breaks. Today, kale mitra o kale opor. Today he's friend, next day he has become enemy. Isn't it? Huh? We see it every day up here. Huh? Today friend, next day enemy. Because, no, when we break such principle, giving and taking, huh? Then enmity develops. What sort of friendship? Huh? One who is really friend, a dear devotee of Krishna and dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, they never break, you see. They never desire. They always want that let my friend develop Krishna consciousness. That is real good well-wishing. Do you understand? Develop Krishna consciousness. Become devotee of Krishna. Serve Krishna. Huh? Do you understand? And let him make his life, human birth, really achieved birth, successful. Achieve perfection. Get Krishna. Develop Krishna. Prema, get Krishna. That he wants. That is real friend. Do you understand? His real friend. He wishes such thing. Once, there were two friends, in Navdeep Dham. I'm telling a story. Then I'll ask you a question on it. Once there were two friends, such friends, in Navdeep Dham. Navdeep Dham is place of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu appeared, isn't it? 500 years ago. One friend is very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, Krishna Bhakta, dear devotee of Krishna. Other friend, his friend is not Bhakta, is non-devotee, is a gross materialist. Great materialist, gross materialist. Too much attached to material enjoyment, material possessions, material relationships, do you understand? Sense enjoyment. His non-devotee is not devotee, do you understand? That when such a Vaishnava, devotee of Mahaprabhu, anyhow has developed some friendship with him, so he was always thinking of him, how shall I help my friend and bring him to this path of Krishna consciousness? Do you understand? Inculcate such thing, Krishna consciousness unto him, always thinking him, then I will be doing real good to him. And that is real friendship. So he said to him, that without the association of sadhus, without the mercy of sadhus, nobody can develop such Krishna consciousness or bhakti. Sadhu krupa, do you understand? Guru krupa is required. It is very, very merciful. And that mercy is causeless, isn't it? Mercy is causeless. Is there any cause of it? No, it is causeless mercy. You cannot ask this question, why? Why he gets mercy, why he does not get? Because it's causeless mercy. No cause is there, so you cannot ask for any cause. It is up to them. You understand? If they mercifully shower it on me, cast their merciful glance on me and shower, then I'll get it. Otherwise I cannot get it. It is causeless mercy. Still, they are always showering mercy. As I say, always, sun gives light, isn't it? Freely. Similarly, they are showering mercy freely, indiscriminately. But you should get it. I said, why an owl cannot get? Huh? Dekhiya na dekhe jene obhokter jon. Huh? Uluk na dekhe jene surjyor kiron. Huh? Owl stays in a very dark hole in a tree, isn't it? Never comes out to the light. Do you understand? If you close your doors and windows, how can you get sunlight? If sun gives, though sun gives, you should open your doors and windows, then you'll get sunlight. But if you cannot open, then how can you get, though it is given freely? Similarly, those are abhaktas, non-devotees, gross materialists. This is available freely, they cannot get it, receive it. You understand? It's a question of receiving. So that friend was always thinking of that thing. How can I help my friend really? That in real friendship, real doing good. Once he said, my friend, let us go to the other side of the Ganges. Ganges, those who have visited this Mahaprabhu's place, Dham, they would have seen Ganges place, isn't it? Amagalila Prabhu. Other side is Mayapur Dham. This side is this Dham, Navdeep Dham. The other side, Mayapur Dham, the real birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Many Vaishnava Maharajas, they stay there, mathas are there. They're doing bhajan, kirtan, always immersed, absorbed in it, speaking Gaura Katha, Krishna Katha, always. That atmosphere is there. He said, my friend, dear friend, let us go to the other side of Ganges and have the association of sadhus, Vaishnava Maharajas. Do you understand? That is only necessity, only requirement in our human life to develop Krishna consciousness, bhakti. Without sadhu krupa, guru krupa, Mahajana's krupa, we cannot develop it. So in all shastras, this has been straight. Sadhu sangho, sarva shastra kohoi, lobhi matra sadhu sanghe, sarva siddhi hoi. In all shastras, in all Vedic literature, it has been stressed upon. Do sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. Then you'll have all perfection of life. Please go. Then he said, yes, what you say, that's good. I can understand. But what shall I say? I'm sorry. I have no time. I have no time. He said, I have no time. I am very busy. What business you have? What business you have? You are so busy that you have no time to go to other side of Ganges to have the association of sadhus, which is top priority. Which is top priority. Do you follow my language? Top priority. A must in human birth. Otherwise, how can you achieve the supreme perfection of human birth if you cannot develop bhakti? This human birth is meant for it. But that person was spending day, night, whole night, sitting and watching TV, watching cinema, theater, opera, dances. Do you understand? Whole night he spends and says, I am busy, I have no time to go to other side of Ganges to have association with sadhus. He spends so much time. Then he thought of his friend, thought of Vaishnava friend, thought of, all right, I'll make a trick. Then another day he said, friend, other side of the Ganges, very famous opera party has come, performing nice opera performance, dance, dramas. Shall we go? Oh yes, we must go. Yes, time is for that. Yes, we must go. So they came to Ganges, embankment of Ganges, and just going to get into the boat. So somehow that person understood that my friend is taking me to that sadhu, Vaishnava Maharaj. So he said, oh, my friend, I have forgotten to tell you, I have a disease. Yes, what disease you have? Now as soon as I get into the boat, my head reels, I vomit, bah, bah. So I never get into the boat. I have a disease. My head reels. He said, so please wait, let summer come and river dries up, then he'll go walking. He tries his best. His Vaishnava friend tries his best to take him to the other side of Ganges, to have the association of, but failed. He says, "Oh friend, have you ever seen or heard the Ganges dries up in summer? Rather, much water comes in Ganges in summer. Ganges never becomes dry. That means you will never go there. You will never, you don't want to have sadhu sangha." Huh? His friend, he tries, his best. But such that person cannot have it. Why it is so? Why it is so? Why it is so? Bolo? Yes? Yes, he doesn't want it. You are so much addicted to this material sense enjoyment, like eating stool, you see. Is eating stool, sense enjoyment is eating stool. Cold wine, beer, 24-hour beer, 24-hour open, roasted chicken, beef people, big, good people, Isn't it? Big billboards, all are busy, Now we'll take 24 hours, drink liquor and become Indra. Now I am Indra, Isn't it? If you say, okay, come to the table, nice bhajan, kirtan, nice nectarian, Krishna katha, Hari katha. Oh, what is that? Is it better than this liquor that I am taking it, becoming intoxicated and becoming Indra? The hog eats stool and enjoys and thinks the human beings are so foolish. They are not eating such nice food. I am eating and they are eating something else. Do you follow? Unless you develop attraction for Krishna, Krishna katha, nectarian katha, how can you get it? You understand? Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Mahajan, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is there, Matinna Krishne Sotah Paratava Mithop Abhipadyata. Matinna Krishne Soto Paratava Mitho Vipadyata. Groha Bratana Adanta Govi Visantitam is Puna Puna Sarbhita Charabanam. Do you follow my language? You don't know Sanskrit? In Bhagavata verse, Matinna Krishne Soto Paratava Mitho Vipadyata. Adanta Govi. Adanta Govi. Punah punah char bita charavanam. Those who are very much addicted to the sense enjoyment, adanta govi, they have not controlled their senses, with uncontrolled senses, adanta govi. Do you follow? Matinna krishne soto parottava mitho vipadyata. They cannot develop Krishna consciousness. Soto parato pamitho avipadyata. By their own effort, or by the effort of somebody else, or by the combination of one and somebody else. Do you understand? Follow me. Matinna krishne soto parato pamitho avipadyata. Adanta govhi. The grihasthas, too much attached to griha. Do you understand? Home and hearth. Enjoyment. Do you follow my language? They are uncontrolled senses, they are not controlled senses, engaging their senses in material enjoyment, sense enjoyment. How can they develop Krishna consciousness? With their own effort and with the effort of others, like his friend, I say, or in combination of one and others, cannot. Punam punam, sarbhita sarvanam. Again and again, They are chewing the chewed. Chewing, throwing, chewing, throwing, again chewing, again throwing, again chewing, again throwing. Visobhishta. We say visobhishta. This vishta stool, sense enjoyment, material enjoyment, is said visobhishta, is stool. Do you understand? Once, Indra, he was heavenly king, Indra. He was cursed by his guru Brahaspati. He became hog. He became hog. Do you understand? He fell down, became hog. So, eating stone, enjoying, enjoying. Completely forgot. He completely forgot that once he was Indra. Completely forgot. Do you follow? Completely forgot. And enjoying, eating stool, enjoying. And he had a wife, sea hog, producing hundreds of children. All are eating stool. So once Brahma said, thought of, oh, this person was Indra. This person was Indra, heavenly king, taking nectar, such nice opulences here, enjoyment. Now he has completely forgotten, not thinking of this thing. So Brahma came mercifully and tell him, oh, what are you doing? Do you know who are you? Once you are Indra, heavenly king, taking nectar, heavenly enjoyment, you are eating stone. What are you doing? He got angry. Hey, what are you saying? Raising his tusk, ran towards Brahma to attack him. Do you understand? Never listen, didn't listen what Brahma is saying. Do you understand? Then Brahma thought of, unless his attachment from this will be destroyed, he won't listen to my words, my katha. So Brahma first killed all his children, first killed, let his attachment be destroyed. Then all children were killed, became more angry, and raising his tusk, ran towards Brahma to attack. Do you understand? Still Brahma said, do you remember? Who are you? You are once Indra. And you are eating stool now. What are you doing this thing? Still not hearing. Because such hope is there. My wife is there. Again I'll produce children. Do you understand? Sea hog, my wife. So Brahma thought, unless his wife is killed, then he'll never listen to me. And Brahma killed his wife. Children were killed, wife was killed. Nobody is there. Then he thought, alas, my children were killed, and wife is killed. Then he asked, yes, what are you saying? What is that Indra? What is that heaven? You want me to go there? Brahma said, yes, you are once Indra, heavenly king. You are enjoying such nice things, nectar, such heavenly enjoyment. Yes, acha, is there a stool? Yes, I'll go there. Is there a stool? Is there a sea hog? Then I'll go there. Do you follow me? Yes, he inquired. Is there a stool? Is there a sea hog? Then I'll have a wife. I'll have nice, my food, sweet food. Then I'll go there. Yes, such person. If you want to take them Vaikuntha, they ask, is there such stool? Madhinna Krishna Sata Paratvamitho Vipadyata. Therefore says, you cannot develop Krishna consciousness by your own effort or by others' effort and by the combination of yourself and others. So that friend tried his best, but he failed. He said, oh, I have a disease. As soon as I get into this boat, my head reels, I'll vomit, I'll feel unconscious, fall unconscious. So I never get into the boat. Because somehow he could understand my friend is taking me to that Sadhu Maharaj. Then he said, You are such a duplicitous person, Kapatya. Kapatya. Huh? You are a great duplicitous person. You have such duplicity in your heart. Therefore, I tried my best by fell. Similarly, Mahaprabhu gives freely, indiscriminately, highest thing, Krishna Prema. Those are duplicitous, those have duplicity in their heart, kapatya, not simple at all, they cannot have it, though it is given. Do you follow my point? I'll speak another story. Many stories are there, true stories. And Vaishnava Acharyas, they tell this story and teach us. You understand? In one village, this Bhagavad Path Pravachan was going on. It's a Bhagavad Saptah, one week program. They do in India, many places. It's customary there. Bhagavad Saptah, 1 week. Continuously, Bhagavad Path will be there, Prabhupada will be there. Many people come, they hear, sit down and hear. In one village it was going on. So many people are coming from neighboring village, that village and neighboring village. Every evening it takes place in the evening. And here, do you understand? One reciter was there, was reciting Bhagavad, and some persons there, those speak also, people here. So regularly, two ladies were coming from a neighboring village. One was an old lady, and other one was young lady. Old lady was some 60, 70 years old, experienced, and young lady was 15, 16 years old, inexperienced. Regularly they were coming. They were mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. Sasu Bohu, we say. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. Regularly coming. From beginning to end, sitting, hearing, many people sitting, hearing, they were hearing. Again said, once the reciter recited, Ananda Bolo Hari Hari, Hari Kuribe Bhupari. Chant name of Hari, 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 with pleasure. That Lord Hari will make you, will enable you to cross over this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. Do you understand? Immediately, as soon as that daughter-in-law, young lady, heard it, immediately she started chanting, Hari, Hari, Hari. From that moment she started chanting. Immediately. Do you understand? But that old lady didn't chant. Do you understand? Didn't chant. So the path pravachan ended, finished. Then everybody went back to their respective residences, villages. Do you understand? So they also started to go back. So on the way, there was a river. They had to cross that river. And that was a tidal river. Tide comes. Do you understand tide? Do you know tide? Yes. Tide comes. When they come, there was knee-deep water. Then when they return, after 9 or 10 like that, there was neck-deep or nose-deep water. So much water. But there is tide comes. Do you understand water sells off? So young lady was going ahead, chanting Hari, 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 Hari. And old lady was going behind, but not chanting. Do you understand? The young lady chanting Hari Hari very easily crossed the river and got to the other side of the river. But old lady was drowning on the mid-river, drowning. Then she shouted, Oh, my daughter-in-law, you are on the other side. I am drowning here, middle river. Then he said, don't you hear? Ananda bolo Hari 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 Karibe Bhavupari. Why don't you chant Hari Hari? Don't you hear? Bhagavata says, reciter says, you chant Hari Hari. That Hari will enable you to cross over the dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. What is it, tiny river? Is there any difficulty in crossing this tiny river? Lord Hari will enable you. What's that? Then she began angry. What are you saying? Are you my teacher? Teaching me? I am your teacher. But didn't chant Hari Hari. Didn't chant, you see. Both of them are. But the young lady immediately started chanting, and got the result, you see. The old lady, old in age, experienced, but didn't chant. Drowning, you see. What is the cause? What is the reason? That means immediately he put faith. Young lady immediately put faith, Shraddha, we say Shraddha. Shraddha sadde vishwasa kahe sudrudha vishwas, Krishna bhakti kahile sarva karma kruta. Shraddha means strong faith, unflinching faith in sadhu, sastra, guru, Krishna. It's unflinching faith. You understand? Strong faith. Immediately that young lady put faith and started chanting. Why couldn't that old lady put faith and didn't chant? Why? That is the reason. Why she couldn't develop faith? Why she couldn't develop faith? Whereas the young lady developed faith, but the old lady couldn't develop faith. What is the reason? Do you understand? What is the reason? Why someone develops faith immediately and other someone cannot, doesn't? Why it is so? You may say anything, but that's not correct answer. You have heard this story. Many times I say this story. It's because the young lady was very simple-hearted. Simplicity she had. But the old lady is crooked. She had crookedness in her heart. Kapatya. This is a great stumbling block. Great hindrance, this kapatya, duplicity. Do you understand? Yes. In the path of devotional service, bhakti patha. Do you understand? So, the acharyas, all acharyas say, simplicity is Vaishnavism. Sralata hi Vaishnavata. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Do you understand? Give up kapatya. Give up this duplicity. Dupliciousness, crooked nature. Crookedness. Develop simplicity. Become as simple as a child. Do you understand? As simple as a child, childlike simplicity. A 5-year-old or 4-year-old child or 3-year-old child, very simple, you see. Very simple. If a dacoit comes and sees that a 3-year-old child or 4-year-old child has put on very valuable ornaments his mother has put on his body. This child has put on very valuable ornaments. I'll offer him one laddu. So child will come to me. I'll take him to this jungle, kill him there, and take off this valuable ornaments. You understand? With this motive, the dacoit offers a laddu. Child, oh Baba, take laddu. Smilingly that child comes, isn't it? Smilingly, yes. So simple. This is simplicity. This is simplicity. Those are real sadhus. They are as simple as child. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Do you understand? Simplicity is Vaishnavism. But we have developed such crookedness. Kapatya, then people think, if we become so simple, people will cheat us. Isn't it? Yes, people will cheat us. Then why shall we become simple? We'll become crooked. We'll become crooked. Then you cannot develop Krishna bhakti, you cannot put faith in the sadhu sastra guru. Rather you develop doubt in it. Isn't it? Sansayatma vinasyati. Sansayatma vinasyati. Asya dadhana purusa Mangaprapya Nivartante Mrittu Sansara Vartmani. Sodhavana Bhavati Maam. Many places. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Shraddha. Rupa Goswami says, Adho Shraddha. First thing is Shraddha. Faith. Unflinching faith. Strong faith. In Sahasra Shastra Guru. You understand? In Krishna. It's first requisite. Then, next step, next step, next step. Adho Shraddha, Tato Sahadu Sangha, Tato Bhajana Kriya, Tato Anartha Nibruti, Nishthastato, Ruchistato, Tata Asakti, Bhava. Isn't it? It's gradual development. The first thing, first requisite, you have no first requisite, that's no Shraddha. How can you develop? Jok Mahaprabhu gives the highest thing, prema. You have doubt in it. Sansayatma. You have doubt. Sansayatma vinasyati. Kanteha pratijani hi name bhakta pranasyati. In one hand Krishna says this thing, other hand says sansayatma vinasyati. Isn't it? Oh, Kunti Putra, son of Kunti, you should understand. My devotee is never vanquished. I protect, give protection. Other hand, he says, Sansayatma minas, none who have doubt in me, in my words, he will perish. So, kenaya sansay? Why such doubt? Why such doubt? Kenaya sansay? You stupid mind. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says to stupid mind, Mano kyanatavaya sansay? Oh, stupid mind, why have you developed such doubt in it? Stupid mind, Jensen. Yes. You're such a crooked person, such crookedness is in you, that you cannot put faith in it. You understand? Yes. This is most past requisite, Shraddha. And one who is crooked, he cannot put faith, he has doubt. He has doubt, yes. He has some faith. The faith is a soft faith, not strong faith, isn't it? But some strong faith. Druda Shraddha, Druda Vratta Abhante Maang. Druda Vratta Abhante Maang. One is very strong. There was strong faith, only he can do my bhajan. You have doubt in Krishna, in his holy name. He cannot do. He cannot do bhajan. He cannot do. If he is doing some bhajan, it is only pretension. Only pretending. You understand? Only pretension. Not artificial. Artificial. Not pure bhajan. It's offensive bhajan. He commits offense. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, thinking here and there, oh, I have to do this thing. I have to go there. That gun is there, that project is there. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! Nam in one direction and stupid mind is in another direction. Isn't it? Then that is offense. That is offense you are committing. How can you get prema? That Mahaprabhu offers, freely, indiscriminately. Though he offers, you cannot receive it. You are such a great crooked person, such an offender, no faith in it. Do you follow? That is the only reason we cannot have it, receive it. We have no faith. Yes, yes, if I be simple and put simple faith, I'll be cheated. I'll be cheated. You see, cheated. But one who is very simple and puts complete faith, he very easily develops Krishna consciousness and he truly surrenders. You understand? Sarvadharmaan paritejya mamekam saranam braja. Giving up all the rights of dharma, just surrender unto me. Yes, unconditional surrender. Complete surrender. No question of artificial surrender, or partial surrender, or conditional surrender. No. complete surrender, without condition. Do you understand? Yes. One who is not simple-hearted person, no simplicity is there, only duplicity is there, he cannot surrender. His so-called surrender is either artificial or partial or conditional, or partial or conditional. Not true surrender, so he cannot get Krishna Prem love. Though Mahaprabhu gives, because he is not single-hearted, he is a crooked person. Though help is there, Mahaprabhu offers, all dear devotees of Mahaprabhu offer, sadhu, gurus, they offer. They are always ready to offer you, but you cannot have it, because you are such a person. I told that story, his friend tried his best, still failed. Couldn't take him to the other side of the Ganges. And this is most important, is Shraddha, is first thing, faith. Complete faith. Simple faith, you understand? And there is zero level of Krishna consciousness, pure bhakti, Shraddha bhakti, and surrender unto Krishna. Then protection is there. Well, Krishna will protect you. How? Any man, any body can cheat you? Why are you afraid of being cheated? You are always cheated. You are always cheated here. Material world, my guru, in the language of my Guru Maharaj, this, what is the material? It's a place of cheaters and cheated, isn't it, Amagulisha Prabhu? Yes. One of the defect of conditioned soul is that he has this cheating propensity, isn't it? Vipralipsa is cheating propensity. Everybody is trying to cheat others, isn't it? This cheating business is going on here. It's a place of cheaters and cheated. You are being cheated always, and you are fearing. You are afraid, I'll become simple, then I'll be cheated. You are already cheated, and always being cheated, Baba. Rather you'll be saved from... Thank you, Hare Krishna. Rather you'll be saved from being cheated. Krishna will take care of you. Why are you fearing? You see, these people have no faith. Doubtful persons, sansayatma abhinasyati. Sansayatma abhinasyati. Yes. Give up this doubt. Can I sansay? Why such doubt? Your stupid mind. Why are you developing such doubt? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, give up those such doubt. And example, Jara Bharat. Just, yes, Jara Bharat, fifth canto, Bhagavatam. Just he was posing just as a deaf and dumb, pagal madman, isn't it? Wandering naked, People think, he's a madman, he's deaf. He never listens to anything, deaf and dumb, mad, isn't it? But completely surrendered, he was just posing like that, Because in two lives, he had been cheated. This third life is the last life, Jara Bharat. So he, posing like this, then I will never keep contact with these materialistic persons. I will never listen to them. Then I'll pay a deaf ear to it. Deaf, I'll never talk to them. Dumb, as if deaf and dumb and pagal madman. Like it. People throw stone, people throw stool on it. Never says anything, isn't it? But completely surrendered soul. And dakayas came, Kali worshippers came. They were in search of a very nice human being that they will sacrifice before Kali. And the Kali will be pleased and fulfill their materialistic desires. So they found him. He was sitting on the cornfield. His brother had told him, sit here, watch the cornfield, sitting there, always thinking of Krishna. Very nice man, strong and stout, very looking nice. This is very nice sacrifice, Kali. Then Kali will be very pleased with us. Then they took him. Then as a simple child, he went with them. You understand? He went with them. Simple, no objection, nothing. No hesitation. He followed. A simple child, you understand? Then they bathed him, put on nice and new clothes, put vermilion sindoor, and said, sit down here before Kali. Sat down. Do you understand? Said, bow down. Yes, bow down. Do you understand? Simplicity. Then they drew out their sword to chop off his head before Kali. Kali is Krishna Dasi. Huh? Isn't it? He made a servant of Krishna. Kali thought, what the rascals are doing? They're going to chop off the head of such a surrendered soul. Huh? They are devotee of Krishna. Kali came out from that murti. Kali had swords. Huh? 10 hands, 10 weapon swords. Kali chopped off the heads of the Dakasa. He was saved. Huh? Isn't it? So this story in Bhagavata is false. You have no faith in it. Huh? Huh? You have no faith in it, Sanatana? Huh? You have no faith in it, Sunarma? Huh? You have no faith in it, Raghuna? It's a concocted story. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Bhagavata Jenamani said, Javan Samo, Tar Sastache, Janme Janme Prabhujan. Doesn't actually Bhagavatam Mletcha Javan. No faith, never accepts the teachings given and conclusions drawn in Mletcha Javan. Is to be punished by Jamara, life after life. And why do you fear that I'll be cheated? Another question. These people ask many questions. Oh, will you force me to develop Shraddha? No, Baba, nobody forces you. Can anybody compel anybody to put Shraddha? No question of compulsion at all. Huh? No question of compulsion. Huh? It is spontaneous. If you have simple heart, you are really simple in your heart, spontaneously develop that story, that young lady immediately developed. Faith and chanted, Hari Hari. Do you follow me? Huh? It's no question of forcing, no compulsion. Huh? Tulsi Devi is not a mere plant. Huh? You understand? Bhagavata Tulasi Gongaya Bhakta Jani Chaturtha Vigraha Krishna Icharisa. Bhagavata Tulasi Ganga Bhakta. Four manifestations of Krishna in this material world. Not mere plant. We worship Tulasi because we are faith. It's Krishna Prayasi. Manifestation of Krishna. Very, very merciful. If Tulasi Devi showers her mercy on us, then we'll easily go to Krishna Lok develops of pure bhakti, prem bhakti, Brunde, isn't it? Both morning and evening we worship for prayer and worship Tulsi Devi. What we say? No. Ehi nivedana dhara? Kara nija dasi. Seva adhikara diye koro nija dasi. Please, Tulsi Devi, shower mercy on me. That will develop pure Krishna bhakti and get that opportunity to serve Radha Krishna in Kunja and make me your dasi, made servant. Isn't it? Isn't it? We have faith, therefore we worship. The dog has no faith. If dog sees just Tulsi plant and urinates upon her. Isn't it? Passes urine. Dog passes urine on her. Do you follow? They want to say, why, Tulsi Devi? Cannot shower mercy on a dog. A dog passes urine on Tulsi. That's no question of compulsion, Baba. No compulsion, no forcing. It is spontaneous. After love, one is simple, one is faith, he immediately surrenders. Do you understand? But it's a question of simplicity. Crooked person cannot. Those are crooked, duplicitous person, duplicity, they cannot have. All is crooked. They cannot have faith. Cannot. Do you understand? So they are cheated, and thinking will be cheated. Rather, will be saved from being cheated. Krishna will give you protection if you really surrender. All right? Yes?
Well, this thing sounds very theoretical and not practical, because I've experienced my own life. I was simple, surrendered. I was really simple and surrendered, and I accepted, but actually I was cheating. So it's natural for me to doubt.
You are beating your own drums. You are beating your own drums. I am really simple and surrendered. You are not simple, not surrendered. Krishna knows you better. Krishna knows the best. Don't try to cheat Krishna. Do you follow? Thinking yourself very intelligent, I'll cheat Krishna. You have tried such thing. I rather say this thing. Krishna knows the heart, Baba. Krishna knows heart. He is there in your heart. What you are whispering in the heart, he knows. Outwardly you may be speaking so many things, he never hears us. He knows the heart. Do you understand? You have some ulterior motive. Do you understand, Raghunath? You have some ulterior motive. Yes, I will come to the path of Krishna consciousness. Many people are coming and very nice chanting, dancing, nice prasad, enjoying. Many nice facilities are available. Yes, go and wander, travel throughout the world. Yes, Krishna conscious devotees, the ISKCON devotees are getting so much nice facilities. Let me go and have it. How many have come really to get Krishna, or Mahalila Prabhu? Really to get Krishna? You introspect. Self-analyze. Do self-analysis. Nandhanam, nanjanam, nansundarim kavitamba. Jagadisa kamaye mama janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahetu gitoi. Oh Lord, I don't want material wealth. I don't ask for you. Nandhanam. I don't ask for you the material followers. I don't ask for you. Give me a beautiful wife or woman to enjoy. I don't ask for you the liberation. Even life after life. Non-liberation means life after life, birth after birth. I'll serve your lotus feet only to get, to give you pleasure, to give you enjoyment. Nothing for me. How many are thinking like that, offering such prayer? Is there? If some little description, I did this, I collected so much money, I toiled so hard, I distributed so many books, President is not giving me this thing. Rascal President, isn't it? Have you come for getting Krishna or for your own enjoyment? That's a fact. Krishna knows the heart. Krishna knows the heart. Krishna will test you, and testing, putting test. Every moment you are being tested, and you fail to pass the test. Raghunath, fail to pass the test, don't say so. Yes?
Following
the Sutta Pancha
Bhagavatam and the story
you
just mentioned,
this in that way you have trained over Sadhu Sangha. By Sadhu Sangha.
Sadhu Sangha,
to understand. Yes. The associate with such sadhus was developed. Complete faith, unflinching faith on Krishna. Completely surrender. Do you understand? Yes, how can you develop it? And what sadhu says? Accept it with a simple heart. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. Don't twist it as it is. I say, see how, yes, chant. Ananda bolo hari 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 karibe bahu pari, just. Yes. If you chant hari hari hari, chant his name, the Lord Hari will enable you to cross over the dreadful ocean metal sea. Immediately she started. She didn't add any deliberation to it. She didn't twist it. But her mother-in-law, you see. Is that Hari will do like this? No faith. Such duplicity, goodness, doubt. We are doubtful persons. Always doubt. Because we are not simple. If really simple, Krishna knows heart, your heart, and follows Sadhu Shastra Guru, and immediately surrender and Krishna will take care of you. Yes, he surrendered unto me. He has complete faith in my words, Sadhu Shastra Guru. If I won't take care of him, why he'll become my bhakta? Why? Name bhakta pranasyati. Krishna has promised this thing through Arjuna. He can't break this promise. Why he has become my bhakta, my devotee? If I won't take care of him, yes, Krishna will never do it. Sadgati pradata Krishna karaho viswasa. That is it. Put complete faith in Krishna. Whatever he gives, accept, yes, it's Krishna's godless mercy. Marovi rakhovi joicha tomar nitya dasa prati tuya adhikara manasa deha geha jo kichu mora arpile tuya pade nanda kishora, isn't it? Have you done so? Manasa deha geha jo kichu mora arpile tuya pade nanda kishora. Oh nanda kishor, oh son of Nanda Maharaj, I offer everything, my body, my mind, my geho, my home, my material possession, whatever, I completely offer you. It is all yours. I am yours. Do you understand? Complete dedication. Marovi rakhovi joicha tomar nitya dasa prati. Whatever you like, you do. I am your eternal servant. You have full right on me. I don't belong to myself. I am an eternal servant, completely yours. If you want to kill me, kill me. If you want to protect me, protect me. As you like, your sweet will. I have no objection. This is complete surrender. Were you like that? Then, how to say, I am simple, I am really surrendered. Great cheater. beating his own drums. I am great sadhu. I was very simple, I was surrendered, I am cheated. Don't say so, great cheater. You are trying to cheat Krishna. Don't try to cheat Krishna Baba, Raghunath. Krishna says, I am the, if you try to cheat me, I am supreme cheater. Deepam chalayo tangasmi, isn't it? Prabhu is supreme in all respect. All right, thank you very much. Yes?
Prabhu, you know that these lives of certain people, these lives, karma,
karma is always there. Yes, it's very hard, at the same time very easy. If you put complete faith as a simple child, I say, I don't bore up. Then protection is there. Then it is very easy. But no faith, very difficult. Yes, very hard. Yes. Yes, definitely. Yes. Marubi rakhubi joicha. Oh, Krishna, as you like, your sweet will. You may kill me or you may save me, protect me. As you like, what pleases you? More diya dukkho tar hoye jodi sukho. Sei dukkho mor sukho barjo. Can you say so? Krishna will test you. Put all sorts of obstacles. Put you all unfavorable situations. Will break all your plans, projects. Oh, I served Krishna. I did his bhajan. What happened? All my plans, projects failed. I sustained great loss. Do you understand? Krishna cheated me. I won't do bhajan now. Give up bhajan. Isn't it? So, Krishna knows. Your heart. More diya dukkho tar hoye jodi sukho. Sei dukkho mor sukho barjo. If he gives me distress, puts me in all sorts of suffering, that distress, that suffering is my highest pleasure. If thereby he gets pleasure. Can you say so? Are you saying this thing? And are you prepared for it? Oh, I am simple. I surrender. Great cheater, great duplicitous person. You don't look anybody. You. Krishna knows the heart, Baba. Heart. Thank you, thank you.
The following is an evening darshan given by His Holiness Gorgovinda Swami, recorded February 29th, 1992, in Mayapur, India.
When you speak of what is the grief of Krishna, is there any grief with Krishna? Who is Paramanandamoy? Eternally Paramanandamoy. It's supremely blissful. What is the question of grief? It's very difficult to understand. There is no such thing but this Leela you think of. Mother Yashoda binds Krishna. Damodar Vrata, Damodar month is there, Kartik month, we observe Damodar Vrata, the Mother Yashoda binds Krishna, that picture form is there, we put it and recite Damodar, Damodar Astaka, isn't it? What do we recite? Rudantam hur netro jugmam madantam karambhaja jugmina santsatanka netram muhuswasakam potri rekhanka kanta sidhagraiva dhamo darabhakti bandhau. Then Maharaj, how Krishna is acting, supreme personality of Godhead, acting like a ordinary boy. Ordinary boy. Rudantam, Mother Yashoda has bound up Krishna. So he is so much fearful, afraid. Rudantam is crying, Muhur Netra Jugma Madantam, constantly this. What is this, what you say? Rubbing his eyes. Karambhaja Jugmena with his two lotus palms. Satanga Netra looking at mother with fearful eyes. Muhuswasa Kampa breathing heavily. Like this. Muhuswasa Kampa Trirakhanda Kanta. This is grief. So transcendental Leela is in it. No question of grief in Krishna. Paramanandamoy. But you should understand this tattva. Yes, like that. And the dear friends of Krishna, they saw, they see his dear friend is tired off. He is in grief. And mother is very angry and grave. And the friends of Krishna don't dare go to Mother Yashoda. And also they cannot approach, come to Krishna. Mother is angry with great peace. What to do? They hide themselves behind some pillar or something Mother Yashoda cannot see. And just giving him some sign. Mother Yashoda has bound him up with udukhala. Udukhala, what do you say? Grinding mortar, or what do you say? You're right, my English is not correct. All right, please help me. It's a grinding mortar, in veranda. And they are just giving sign. Just giving him sign. Just slip to the courtyard, slip to the courtyard, slip to the courtyard. Just giving sign. You see, this is how, this is Leela, transcendent Leela. So you see, come with that motor. Come. Just slip down to the courtyard. Do you understand? Oh, dear Tamasaka, dear friends, how they are reciprocating the mood, you see. They want, let our dear friend be free from such tie, from such bondage. What wonderful bhav is here. You should really see it. Is Krishna Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is releasing all the living entities from the bondage, this material bondage, he is now in bondage. He is in bondage, who is releasing all the conditioned souls, living entities from material bondage. He is in bondage. Do you understand? Bhava Vandana Mochana Kari. Who is Bhavavandana Mochanakari? He is in bondage now. And his dear friends are thinking of how to release him from this bondage. This is pure Suddha Sakyava. Suddha Bhave Sokha Kori Kanhe Arohana. Suddha Bhave Sokha Kori Sudho bhabe brajeshwari koroi bandhana. Sudho bhabe brajeshwari. This Sudho bhab, this is pure love, pure sakhya priti and pure vatsalya priti. That Mother Yashoda binds. And this, his friends, cowherd boys are now trying to set Krishna free from this bondage. But what do they do? Then Krishna slips off to the courtyard and crawls and enters into the twin Arjuna trees there standing. Then this Dhamma Arjuna Bhanjana, these two Arjuna trees are uprooted with a very fearful sound. All were very much afraid. What happens? All ran. Nanda ran, Yashoda ran, all the cowherd men, boys ran. What happened? Then an eyewitness, the cowherd boys say everything. Oh, Mother Yashoda has bound Krishna there, and Krishna crawled, and these two trees are uprooted. So, Nanda Maharaj released, untied the knot. Nanda Maharaj untied the knot, now Krishna is set free. Then all his cowherd boys became so happy. How they are taking part in the pleasure and pain of grief of Krishna. This is mela. This is, one should understand, this is what Prabhupada Maharaj said, this particular attachment. is invoked by practice of regulative devotional service to the Lord. By sadhana bhakti, is regulative devotional service in sadhana bhakti. By sadhana bhakti, you will go up to this prem bhakti. This is our process. And thus the devotee becomes attached to the eternal form of the Lord exactly like one who is already eternally attached. This attachment for a particular form of the Lord is called Swarup Siddhi. This particular form. Lord Krishna, baby Krishna, boy Krishna is bound up. Is Damodar. That form is Damodar. One who has that rasa, he wants to see that form. And in the Satyavrata Munis, that is there also. I want to see that form, your Balakrishna form. Isn't Maharaj? That is Swarup Siddhi. Those who are in that rasa, they want to see that form. And Krishna manifests that form, and they see that form also in their heart. Eternally, that is there. That Prabhupada Maharaj has said. And this is Sakya rasa, then Suddha Sakya Bhava. Is Suddha Sakya, is pure Sakya Bhava. Therefore, they have no knowledge. They have completely forgotten that Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. No, this is Suddha Bhava. Is Suddha Bhava. Otherwise, how can they climb up? The shoulder of Krishna. Suddha Bhava is Sakha Kare, Skandiharana. Kaur Bhajai. Tumi ami saman, tumi kena bada. You and we are equal. Are you superior to us? No. Tumi ami saman. Equal saman. It's pure love. Suddha Bhava, Rajeshwari Kare Ivandhan, is pure Vatsalya Priti. Pure Vatsalya Priti. Then Rajeshwari. Mother Jasoda binds. 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. Tam mattatmadam abhyaktam martyalingam adokhyajam gopika ulukhale damna babandho prakrutam jatha. Isn't Maharaj? 10th canto. You follow? This, you follow. Prakrutam, as if a material boy, as if an ordinary boy, Mother Jasoda binds. Udukhala is a grinding motor, who is adhokshada. Trajyato panisad vicha sankhya jogeicha sattvadei upagiyamana mahatman harin samanyata atmajam. 10th canto. Krishna is miti khate. No, miti. Clay, earth. It's earth. Clay or earth, you may say. And his coward, this boy's friends, say, oh, Mother Jasoda, your son eats meat. Then mother says, Kanu, are you eating soil, earth? No, mother, they are telling lies. You see, where is meat? He opens the mouth before Mother Jasoda and manifests the universal form, isn't it? When Mother Jasoda sees universal Mother Jasoda, oh, what happens to my son? The ghost has hunted him, or sweet has hunted him. What happened to my son? Samanyata atmadam. Trajyacho upanasyabhich. Upagiyamanam. Haring Mahatam Samanatmajam. In three Vedas, who is glorified that Lord Hari Adhakyada Hari? Upanishad, in all Upanishads, who is glorified? Trajyacho Upanishad Bhita, Sankhya Yogi to Satyadei. The Sankhya Yogis are trying to doing this. Analytical study on whom? Sankhya Yoga is a Satyadei. The bhaktas offering prayers to whom? Samanyata Atmajam, these things, my son. When Uddhava came, carrying the message, and made Jasoda Mata, Then Buddha speaks about jnana. Oh, mother, why are you lamenting? Why are you feeling distress? This Supreme Personality, God, all pervasive, is everywhere. Stop this nonsense. What are you saying, Uddhava? He is my son. He is my son. Suddha vatsalle bhagavata jnana nahita. Suddha vatsalle bhagavata jnana nahita. Is Suddha vatsalya. Is pure vatsalya priti. So there is no kutu bhagavata jnana. This is the highest thing. Do you understand? This is, Mahaprabhu gives that highest prema. Do you understand? Also you see, this, Sudama Vipra, Sakha, Sakha Bhava also, friend, very poor. Alpa drabhyo daseyo na dile vale khai. Alpa drabhyo daseyo. Tar sakhi brahmaniro khudo dwaro kayo. Tar sakhi brahmaniro khudo dwaro kayo. This is rasa samanda, swarup siddhi. Brahmaniro khudo dwaro kayo in Dwaraka. The poor Brahmin, Sudama, is gone there, very poor. He had nothing in his house. His wife just brought from his neighbor, from neighbor's house some very old sieved rice, very old, very old. Some bad odor was coming out of it. And he approached Dwaraka, such opulence, Dwaraka, this friend is king, such opulence. He felt ashamed to give such thing he has brought. Then he put it under his armpit. Just hid it. But Krishna knows everything. Then Krishna asked, oh my dear friend, you must have brought something for me. But why are you not giving me? King upayanangani tum brahman me bhavata grahat. Tenth kato. Oh my friend, you must have brought some gift for me. King upayanangani tum. When you are coming out from griha, from your house, you have brought. Why are you not giving? But he has eaten it under his armpit. He feels ashamed to give such opulent king. Do you understand? Again, perspirations are coming out from armpit. He's very salty. That whole sieved rice is soaked with that salty perspiration. If you taste it, never taste you nice. But Krishna snatched away from his arm and tattered cloth, all the rice on the ground, took one handful and eating with such love, oh, such nice. You see, this is love. This is love, loving relationship. And that form, Sudama wants to see, let that, my friend snatching away with it. From me and let me see that form eternally. And those who have with this, Sudha Sakshabhav, like Mother Jasoda, we pray Dandarasta, let that form manifest before me. Dharanka Sakshabhav, let that form. This is Swarup Siddhi. And when you develop, then after quitting this body, then you enter into that Nitya Lila and that rasa, that is Vastu Siddhi. Vaishnavibhyo Naman. Thank you very much. That's all right. Any questions? যার প্রীতি আছে উনকে পাস যাও। উনকো চরণ কো ধরো পকড়ো, সমস্ত না দন্তে তৃণ ধরি ক্যাচিং স্ট্রিট ভকতি বিনোদ পড়ে দন্তে তৃণ ধরি রূপ রঘুনাথ পড়ে শিখাও শরণাগতি কর হো উত্তম। What do you want? He says if someone has no love, priti, how he can develop priti? I said go and approach such a person that has developed already priti. Catching straw in your teeth, fall flat at his lotus feet, grab his feet, please teach me saranagati. Do you understand? Samasthe ho? Aise to if this is the path pantha hai na tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasneena sevaya upadekhyanti te gyano gyanino tattvadarshino. Gita padhte ho? Dekho ye shloka ko padho, samjho kya hai, guru ko puchho. प्रभुपादी महाराज की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। भाव भक्ति साधन दैट भाव एट दैट भाव भक्ति स्टेज इट विल बी रिवील्ड
मेनली बाय फॉलोइंग दिस साधना दिस इज रिफर टू द बेस्ट ऑफ रूप गोस्वामी अदो साधा अदो साधा
सर्वसंगति अनर्थ निवृत्ति निष्ठास्तत्व रुचि तत्व Sakti, then comes bhava. When you come to bhava state, then it is revealed. You understand? Then it is revealed.
Then it is revealed in bhava.
This, adhustraddha, sadhusanga, bhajana kriya, anartha nibruti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti. Crossing all these stages, when you come to bhava, then it is revealed.
He says that he heard before that it is revealed in a shakti stage. He said that he heard before that it was in a Shakti when that is revealed.
Good. The highest place, you see, is Swarup Siddhi, is perfection. You understand? It is revealed in Bhav stage. What Bhav, what mood? Sakhya, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsalya, Madhu, what Bhav you have? That will be revealed in that stage, not before that. Not so, before that.
Another way, Guru Maharaj, that revelation is the bhav you have.
That will be here. It is already here, but it is dormant. Mm-hmm. It's gradually becoming unfoldment. Gradual unfoldment is there. And it will completely unfold it when you reach the bhav stage. You understand? Yes.
He's saying that in the story of Bharat Maharaj, he reached that stage of bhav. But he said that he reached that stage of bhav and he fell down.
Three lives to reach that. Three lives.
You said last night that very few people get bhav and even fewer get prem. So it's also...
Everybody has eternal relation and you have to reach it. Very few. Gate, that means very few gate in one life. Do you understand?
He said and also said that once you reach Nishtha, you progress very quickly.
Yes, right. Nishtha is the stepping stone, that prema. Nishtha is a puja premira taranga.
And is it possible that once having attained Nishtha, that you don't get prema?
No, this beginning, just beginning, still far.
Once you've got Nishtha, you must get
praying
after some time.
Yes, praying is the last thing, but that is the seedling stage. You understand me? Seedling stage of prema. Then ruchi, asakti, bhava, and bhava is mature, is prema complete. You understand me?
It's not possible to, if you get some bhava, you go to some spiritual precious kind, some lower relationship.
No, when Krishna Bhava is there, then I say this Swarup, what relationship, what mellow, loving relationship, what mellow. Dasya Sakya is a Dasya Sakya Vatala Madhurya. That will be revealed to you. You should understand that is my eternal relationship. And that form you long, you always long, aspire. How to. And Krishna will manifest. Because he reciprocates. You understand me?
It's not difficult. It's not difficult.